It's been a while since we've dug deep on classical music here on The World, so let's deal with that now. We're going to talk Mozart, Wolfgang Amadeus Mozart. He's become something of a top 40 classical composer through no fault of his own. But right now, Mozart's getting a new treatment way out in the Russian Ural Mountains. Charles Maines tells us about the man who's recording Mozart in the mountains.
Theodor Kerenzis doesn't really go for the standard career path of the contemporary classical music scene. The 42-year-old Greek-born conductor left Europe for Russia in the mid-1990s. He prefers jeans and combat boots to stuffy suits, and he absolutely hates the polite applause of the classical music-going audiences. So maybe it's no surprise that Kerenzis ditched the famed opera houses of Moscow and St. Petersburg for Perm, a city on the edge of the Ural Mountains, known more for cruel winters and Soviet prison camps than soaring oratorios. But sometimes Kerenzis says it takes getting away to get things done.
It's like a monastery. Perm for me is the place that I can isolate myself from the unimportant part of the career and create the most important thing that I can create like an artist.
His signature project is a cycle of recordings of Mozart's De Ponte operas for Sony Classical. His Nozze di Figaro came out in 2014 to rave reviews. This year saw the release of Così fan tutte, and the third and final recording, Don Giovanni, will be issued next fall. But Kerenzis will tell you this isn't just more Mozart. He says his recordings rescue the works from flawed interpretations that have gradually robbed Mozart's music of its subtlety, passion, and power, turning one of the world's great composers into a slick and safe choice for a shopping mall near you.
What is our mission? To make a music for a restaurant or a bathtub, or to serve the composer? And it's really difficult to achieve this result. And I tell you, in a regular recording, the compromise and the make a production that can be good in sense of mood. But one of the first three takes will be, oh, that's fine, we finished.
Sony has billed the Mozart recordings as no compromise, as in no time or expense spared, and that commitment was on full display when an international cast gathered at the Perm Opera House to record Don Giovanni last fall. Sessions stretched 10, 12, 14 hours or more, with take after take after take.
I cannot imagine how many singers can do this. This is not normal what we are doing.
German opera star Simone Kermes seemed a little dazed after more than 50 attempts at this passage.
Of course, Mozart is difficult to record, and what Theodore wants, it's like over what human being can do. If you are not a computer, he has no respect of the singer. Sometimes I hate him. I hate him. I hate him.
Driving Kerenzis' musical vision and legend is his hand-picked Russian orchestra, Music Interna. They're known for all-night sessions where they listen to heavy metal, punk rock, read poetry, and drink wine. What they don't do, says its Russian first violinist Afanasy Chupin, is get out a lot in Perm.
Oh, for me, it's very simple. I wake up every morning, I come to the theater, and I spend all my life here. It's so hard to find something in the city, because theater is on the place I know very well.
With that, Chupin wandered back to the recording session, wearing slippers and what suspiciously looked like pajamas. Now, if that sounds somewhat relaxed for an opera hall, don't be surprised. When Kerenzis arrived to Perm in 2010, he made a deal with the region's liberal governor. He got financial support, artistic freedom, and complete run of the opera house in exchange for a promise to help transform Perm into the Salzburg of the Urals. But this being opera, there are heroes and there are villains. And now Kerenzis' vision for Perm looks increasingly out of step with the conservative politics of the day. The liberal governor is gone, dismissed by Vladimir Putin. Local bureaucrats are threatening cutbacks and want to say in what Kerenzis stages. Even the Ministry of Culture is injecting politics into the arts. Last year it issued a formal policy paper saying Russia is not Europe, something Kerenzis, who took Russian citizenship last year, rejects outright.
East and West, it is a body and soul of Russia. I don't think that there is a country that can exist without the influence of the East and without the influence of the West. This is one world with one electricity. Nobody should be afraid.
And in this way, if you think about it, the Perm Mozart recordings have become about much more than merely opera or Theodor Kerenzis. Greek conductor with a Russian passport, singers and musicians from Europe, North America, and the former Soviet Union playing side by side. These days, it reads like a utopian dream, one that may just be worth chasing, no matter how many takes it takes. For the world, this is Charles Maynes in Paramount.
Not done till it's perfect. You're listening to The World.